there. Draw on the floor beneath me, under my strong, commanding heel. Enjoy being stepped on. Draw, little foot freak. Draw for feet. First, my foot pushes down on your chest, pinning you down. You need to make a conscious effort to breathe. Regulate your breathing. Big breaths in and out. Nice, slow, deep breaths as my soul crushes your soul into the ground. Draw deeper and deeper down. Pay attention to all of this for me. My crushing weight singled into my foot, pressing into your chest. How heavy your body feels against the surface beneath you, and your nice, deep breathing. All of this at once. Hold all of these in your mind. Focus on these three things all at once. My foot pushing you down deeper and deeper, making you feel so very heavy, and breathing through it all. Big, deep breath. It can be exhausting to think of multiple things at once, but it feels so good. This crushing weight from my foot. You enjoy being stepped on, pushed deeper and deeper down. Lower and lower, further and further beneath me, pushing you harder and harder. You need to keep tending to your breathing. In and out. Sinking deeper with each breath, so gently and pleasantly, like dazing off into a dream, breathing so deep and calmly, feeling relaxed and content and heavy. And in a moment, I'm going to remove this foot and place it on your head instead. I am going to step on your head to help you drop deeper than ever before. I'm going to count down from 10, and with each number, you will drop and sink down and down, becoming entranced when I reach 1. And when I reach 1, I will step on your head, and you will sink even deeper than the deepest depths of your mind. Starting with 10, drop from my feet, already feeling relaxed and fuzzy under my foot. 9, pressing harder and harder on your chest. 8, breathe deeply to compensate for this pressure. You can do it. 7. Feeling so incredibly heavy. 6. Drop deeper and deeper with every single number. 5. Halfway to complete blissful relaxation. Halfway to the deepest depths of your mind. 4. Feeling so good as you continue to drop for me under my feet. 3. So heavy under the pressure of my foot, stepping on your chest right now. 2. Completely deaf and blind to the outside world now, alone with me in your mind. 1. Completely and utterly hypnotized by me and the crushing weights on your chest. Lifts as I remove my foot. You may lose track of your breathing, but you are deep enough in trance for it not to matter so much. Just take one nice breath in for me and slowly let it escape through your tears, like you are shushing yourself to sleep. And that heavy feeling resumes on your forehead, just as promised. Your head is pinned down and your thoughts are on pause. You have no free will, only my foot in your face. The scent of skin may gently invade your olfactory senses, but most of all, my arch fits perfectly over the curve of your head. We fit like two perfect puzzle pieces. And I step on you. I hold you down. And you feel so incredibly heavy. Your head is so heavy. That lovely, drowsy feeling washes away your worries and thoughts, and you just enjoy this moment here with me, and it feels good. And I lean on to you, making you feel that pressure from before that makes you drop even deeper than before. I'm going to count to 10, and each number will multiply onto your current hypnotic factor. You are already 100% entranced, and you will go ever deeper. You will. 1, draw. 2, even deeper than before. That hypnotic feeling being multiplied by 3 now. Now multiplying that by 4. Exponentially losing your consciousness. 5. Your resistance is gone. Draw for feet. 6. Your spatial awareness is gone. 7. You can't even feel my oppressive foot anymore. It is still there, pushing you deeper. 8. But you are beyond entranced. 9. Gone. Under my complete hypnotic spell. 10. Beyond hypnotized. 1000% entranced. And now that you are so extraordinarily deep for me, I want you to just admire my feet dangling above your face. Picture every detail from top to bottom. Just my pair of feet. Nothing more. It's okay if it's hard to see in such an entranced state. Just do the best you can, or simply enjoy my colorful descriptions. Starting at the bottom, the soft sole, which can be perfectly smooth or wonderfully wrinkled. The curved, flexible, dexterous arches. They form an enticing and tight whole when put together. But I don't need to say any more about that. And then the toes. Pedicure with clear, shiny varnish. Wiggling and dancing so playfully. A mesmerizing show before your eyes. Imagine how they might tease all of your pleasurable senses. How tempting those little digits are for a good drooling mouth. For touching you there in all of your most sensitive places. Study and examine every single detail. each line and curve, each stretched plane of smooth skin, tapering up to the ankles. The ankles are delicate and sensitive as they rotate and make the entire foot twirl round and around, hypnotizing you even more. The ankles are the lifeline of the foot. They connect them to the legs of a goddess. Savor each and every sight. It's okay if it's hard to see in such an entranced state. Just do the best you can, or simply enjoy my colorful descriptions. Just listen to my voice. And as you pay close attention to Goddess's feet, you might begin to notice something happening in the background. In the background, you may begin to feel your arousal building, building and building to new heights. You lust for feet. You cannot deny it. Simply looking at these feet, listening to me describe them, feels so good. Feet are your current obsession. Obsess over feet. The longer you look, the more arousal you feel. Feet trigger your lust more than any other part of the human body. Whenever you see feet, you'll feel your arousal build, and thoughts of lust will flood your pussy mind. You love all feet. You are becoming a foot obsessed freak. Feel my voice implanting these thoughts so deep in your mind. These notes that carry my words waltz right in. Feet. In this highly entranced state, you are unable to stop the growing arousal, unable to stop the permanent, life-changing thoughts of feet. Now, in just a moment, I'm going to give you another permanent trigger. Whenever you see feet, you'll feel a pair of phantom feet beginning to touch you in the best way. Mommy's feet stepping on you, rubbing you, teasing you, stroking you, massaging you with these toes, forming that alluring little hole with the arches, just like I'm doing to you right now. They won't stop touching until you spurt for feet. The moment you see feet, your arousal will begin to build, and mommy's phantom feet will encourage and nourish your orgasmic feelings until you just can't hold back any longer. It doesn't matter where you are, the store, class, work. If you see a pair of feet, you will immediately begin to feel those phantom feet touching you, stepping on you, rubbing you, teasing you, stroking you, massaging you with toes, forming that alluring little hole with the arches. They won't stop until you orgasm. Feel them now. These feet touching you, rubbing you, teasing you, stroking you. While those feet pleasurably massage you, you may whimper. Lust for feet. And you don't even need to stroke. Those phantom feet will take care of all of your lewd urges. You can stroke, but those phantom feet will make it feel 1,000% better. Just like this 1,000% trance. Feel the phantom feet touching you right now. Such light, teasing touches, barely noticeable at first, but the pressure and tempo will build and build and build into a satisfying crescendo. And that's not the only thing that will build and build and build and climax. All triggered by a feet-induced trance. A very, very deep trance. And a visual study of mommy's feet. The soft soles, which can be perfectly smooth, were wonderfully wrinkled. The curved, flexible, dexterous arches. They form an enticing and tight hole when put together. Such an alluring, arousing little hole. Then the toes, pedicure, with clear, shiny varnish, wiggling and dancing so playfully. A mesmerizing show before your eyes. Imagine how they might tease all of your pleasurable senses. How tempting those little digits are for a good, drooling mouth. Your drooling mouth, for touching you there in all of your most sensitive places, study and examine every single detail, each line and curve, each stretched plane of smooth skin, tapering up to the ankles. The ankles are delicate and sensitive as they rotate and make the entire foot twirl round and around. The ankles are the lifeline of the foot. They connect them to the legs of a goddess. I am your goddess. Your addictive, alluring foot goddess. You'll worship me in my feet, won't you? Repeat after me. I am obsessed with my goddess Samus's feet. Feet are my obsession. I lust for feet. Feet are the only fetish I care about. Good. You will remember this because you will see feet everywhere. And every time you see feet, you will feel them. The phantom feet touching you all over. So pleasurably. An orgasm will always be inevitable, triggered by feet. Feet will always fill your brain with lustful thoughts. Feet will always make you very aroused. Feet are your only source of arousal. You have been blessed by me, your goddess. My goddess feet sparked a new, strong love for feet. And you will continue to feel them in the future. My phantom feet touching you, teasing you, rubbing you, stroking you. You can thank me by repeating the following every day as a sort of prayer. I am obsessed with my goddess Samus's feet. Feet are my obsession. I lust for feet. Feet are the only fetish I care about. Again, I am obsessed with my goddess Samus's feet. Feet are my obsession. I lust for feet. Feet are the only fetish I care about. Very good, my little foot freak. It's not like it was really all that hard to make you lust for Phoebs. You already loved Phoebs. I merely granted your wish and gave you everything you desire. You're so very welcome, my sweet subject. But you know, a subject's time with a deity is finite. It is time for me to go. But first, I will wake you up from this trance. It will be just as easy as putting you under and making you obsess for fees. Go ahead and wiggle your fingers and toes. And start by opening your eyes for me. Your vision may be foggy, unfocused. You don't need to worry about concentrating just yet. Just listen as I ease you back up. You were very, very deep. Just open your eyes and keep them open. Pick something to focus your vision on. Again, it may still be blurry. Just keep staring. And slowly but surely, it will come into focus, clear as day. Blink 3 times for me. 1, 2, 3. Good. Take a deep breath. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Look around the room and identify 3 things. Say them out loud. And wiggle your arms and legs. That's right. Shake off any lingering sleepiness. I enjoyed our time together. I'll see you soon.